One of the things that a lot of people are looking at is the role of ASIO and spy agencies. There was that question around how one of the attackers was known to ASIO in 2019 and whether more could have been done given there was an awareness there. Do we get any sense of whether the spy agencies could have done more here? Is this where she's going to go later?
I think the commissioner has indicated this is where she would like to go. Certainly in a general sense, I think it might be difficult in terms of going to the ACRAMS in particular, given the criminal case that's on foot. But Virginia Bell does make the point that she wants to interrogate whether, you know, we have this terrorism threat that's been raised to probable, and she wants to understand what was done in response to that. It's all well and good to sort of make these declarations and say, you know, there is a very real terror threat and it's probable. Well, what happens after that? Where are the resources? What changes on the ground? And she does make the point that she wants to interrogate and understand whether resourcing for counterterrorism specifically and for ASIO specifically was adequate in what she describes as the deteriorating security environment.
Could that be part of the secret findings or the secret elements?
I think Chapter 5, which is the wholly redacted chapter, would speak to that in significant detail. We will see that at some point, and the Commissioner's made the point that once the criminal trial is completed, that should be made public to the fullest extent possible, but we're not going to know that for a long time.
We're speaking on Friday. On Monday, hearings are set to get underway. What kind of focus will those take?
The first public hearings are going to focus on defining anti-Semitism. What is it? How does it manifest in Australia? And I suppose what are the historical manifestations of that? And what is the Jewish community feeling in Sydney, around Australia right now? I think there's significant merit in the Royal Commission exploring the issue of anti-Semitism in Australia and the experience of Jewish Australians, for people to be able to give voice to that, for that to be put on the public record in the form of a Royal Commission to understand the experience of Jewish Australians.
So as those hearings will focus on experiences of Jewish communities in Australia, how generally have they responded to this interim report and some of the information in it that we're learning?
I think there's a recognition that this will be a very long and very arduous process, and that this interim report that we're talking about really is just the first step in that direction. But there is a very strong desire from the Jewish community in Australia for accountability, for some answers about what could have been done, what wasn't done, and what needs to be done to prevent this ever happening again.
Just finally, this is a very fast turnaround for a Royal Commission, which we've discussed. And the Prime Minister initially resisted putting it in place. But now that there is some very first recommendations coming out, does that take the pressure off the Prime Minister? Is he now being seen to be doing something?
Royal commissions are a sort of quasi-legal process. They aren't a court of law, but they operate with many of those same powers. But they're also political. And this one, perhaps more than any in recent memory, has been intensely politicised. As you say, the government was resistant initially, but now it feels like the government is really backing this process in. It's come out immediately on the day the interim report was released saying we will implement all of its recommendations. So it does feel like the government is sort of committed to this as a way to not only address these issues, but to be seen to be addressing the very real concerns of the community.
Ben, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Been a pleasure, Reggie.
That was senior reporter Ben Doherty. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria and Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. And the executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Reggie Ahmed. See you soon.